This is Akashvani, the news read by Himakshi Pawar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin yesterday. The meeting focused on bilateral trade, economic cooperation, and upcoming high-level summits. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar and Joint Secretary Mayank Singh were also part of the delegation. During the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the strong and growing India-Russia partnership, particularly in economic cooperation, trade and energy. He conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings and handed over PM Modi's personal message to Putin. Dr. S. Jaishankar described the outcome of the Intergovernmental Commission meeting as positive.
Our economic cooperation, trade, energy, fertilizers, nuclear, other dimensions as well. Overall, I think our economic cooperation has grown very significantly. Prime Minister Modi looks forward to meeting you at the SCO summit, then welcoming you in India for the BRICS summit, and in due course, as per your mutual convenience, having the annual summit. So we have a very strong picture of cooperation to present.
Speaking during a meeting, Russian President Putin offered to increase fertilizer supplies to India, saying Moscow is taking steps to support Indian farmers and the country's agricultural sector. He also highlighted the growth in trade between Russia and India this year. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. He will take part in the 25th round of special representatives talks between the two countries on the boundary issue with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi scheduled today. Announcing the special representatives talks at a media briefing yesterday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Yan said Mr. Doval and Mr. Yang will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary issue as well as other bilateral, regional and international relations. The central government has empowered the West Bengal government to conduct hearings under the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA and issue citizenship certificates to eligible applicants. Showing a gazette notification issued by the Union Home Ministry, Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari told reporters at state headquarters yesterday that 23,000 people have so far been recognized as eligible and issued citizenship certificates out of around 2,30,000 applicants. He said the remaining applications would be processed quickly and the certificates would be handed over through the respective district magistrates. The Chief Minister urged people who had fled away from Bangladesh due to religious persecution to apply for citizenship under the CAA. The government has lifted export restrictions on wheat flour and related products, opening the way for overseas shipments of atta, maida, semolina and other wheat waste products. According to the notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, the government has amended the export policy for wheat flour and related products with immediate effect. Security forces have recovered a large quantity of arms, ammunition and explosives from a Maoist dump in the Bheji police station area of Sukma district in Chhattisgarh. Based on information provided by surrendered Maoists, a joint search operation was conducted by the district force, district reserve guard and Bastar fighters in the forest and hilly areas of Pandarpadar and Munur Konda. During the operation, 23 weapons including SLRs, rifles, BGL launchers and muscle loading guns were recovered. In addition, 492 live rounds of different calibers, 242 gelatin sticks, 18 kilograms of gunpowder, 5 country-made hand grenades and a large quantity of BGL cells were seized. Immense cricket centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal powered India to a hefty 503 for 9 declared in their first innings against host Sri Lanka on a rain-disrupted second day of the Colombo Test. In reply, Sri Lanka lost 2 early wickets at just 8 runs when stumps were drawn yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.